Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Blisters, How I Walked from Mexico to Canada One Summer, by Gail M. Francis, narrated by Wendy Tremont King. The Beginning of a Trail. The sun's first rays blanched the Texas desert's palate as my friends and I hauled ourselves up a ridge in Big Bend National Park. The cool air of February's pre-dawn hours still lingered on the shaded side of the mountain, but the labor of ascent drew sweat to our skin. I dislike waking early, and said so. Another hiker complained that more caffeine should have preceded the venture, and a smoker in the group gaspingly pointed out that she was too out of shape for this sort of behavior. But when we crested, the panorama silenced us all. I took in the eerily beautiful Badlands sprawling below, and then I caught sight of something that would change my life. A little red tent perched atop the next ridge. No roads led that way. The owner had to have carried that tent up there in the backpack, now propped against a boulder. As I watched, a man unzipped the tent door, stepped out, stretched, and made himself a cup of coffee. Then he strolled over to the edge of a cliff and watched the final rays of sunrise. I wanted to do that. But I didn't do that. Like many urges and impulses that require a step into the unknown, I figured I'd get around to becoming a backpacker later. Except, within a few months, something else changed my life. My friend Michael Landsberg died. The fates had been gentle in their selection of my first love. Mike's generous, gentle, and adventurous spirit continues to enrich my character to this day, though lichen now grows on his tombstone. Shortly after returning home from a Peace Corps assignment in Togo in West Africa, he pulled out in front of another car. The impact killed him instantly. Mike had always been so much braver than me, always eager to try something new. I promised myself that I wouldn't let these qualities lie buried in a grave, but rather would push myself to incorporate them into my own manner of living. Not long after the funeral, I called our mutual friend Chris to see if he would be interested in a backpacking trip. Throughout the late 1990s and early 2000s, Chris and I logged almost 1,000 miles on the Appalachian Trail in the eastern United States. I also took solo trips or joined other friends on backpacking trips all over North America. I learned from other hikers about the Pacific Crest Trail, which runs along the spine of mountains between Mexico and Canada. It begins near San Diego, then traverses the lengths of California, Oregon, and Washington before winding up in British Columbia. At 2,670 miles, it is one of the great trails of the world. I've always loved the sparse, rugged landscape of the American West. On the Pacific Crest Trail, a person can at times hike for days without crossing a road. The remote path moves from windswept desert to high alpine peaks, through ancient forests and over blue ice glaciers. A hiker on the PCT treads the habitat of cougars, bears, and rattlesnakes while navigating exposed ridges with sheer drop-offs or fording rivers swollen with spring runoff. From the first moment I learned of this trail's existence, I was drawn to the beauty and the challenge. In my late 20s, I came close to taking the plunge and attempting the hike. But at the time, I was married to a man who couldn't bear being uncomfortably warm, at least not for the length of time it would take to traverse the desert sections of Southern California. I considered going solo, but I let myself be persuaded by his claims that he could no more bear my absence than he could the desert. Ironically, little more than 1 year later, he was the one who abandoned our